Well, hello. You may hear my computer in the background. The fan's working because the computer has been going for several hours rendering videos from older institutes, intensive institutes. It's 5 hours of videos to upload and then to update and include on our intensive institute website that we're slowly working on and making more and more of these available. I will, I'll end maybe with a little bit of an update on that Peruvian pastor who's very interested in these materials. And so I'll finish with that. So in the picture I sent earlier, there was a picture of Antonia with Mimi. She had lunch with us today. And I thought it would be interesting. We had a conversation at the table, and I said, well, I just maybe give you a little bit of a bio of her. She was saved a little bit over 4 years ago. I think Mimi led her to the Lord then. And she has just grown continually. She's had a lot of problems. She has all kinds of issues from before she was saved. Her kids are to the four ends of the world. And I mean, they're a disaster spiritually, just in every possible way. And so they are a huge burden on her, and she always asks prayer for them. But anyway, she's very responsive in texting and on the church WhatsApp group, and she never misses a service, and she's had a hard time finding a good continual job. The one she finally got in January, I mean, it was not a week into it, and she got COVID and was out for 10 days, and I think that just sort of, between that and things like that, she's just lost job after job, and she has some now, but not enough, so she's asking prayer for more work. She's a hard worker, and she'll find some, I'm sure, but anyway, so her texting, you know, writing is quite deficient, as is many of those that come to our church that have limited education. And so I thought, well, I was going to find out from her a little bit about her background. But Mimi at the meal, Mimi asked her, because she said she's always joyful, even though she's loaded with issues, with problems. She's always joyful and always praising and thanking the Lord. And she just watches and listens to anything we prepare, send out. And if she misses a service, she will immediately get onto the YouTube as soon as she can to catch up on it. And she's starting, and she serves in the kitchen and so forth. So she said at one point she was just, as we were chatting, she said, man, she was talking about a lady. She met a lady called Raquel on the street who was crying. And so Antonia came to her, said, what are you crying for? Well, she's loaded with problems, has a ton of problems. And so Antonia gave her one of the Nicodemus books and said, yeah, you need to read this. And I go to church over here, and you got to come to church. Well, the lady was real angry because she said God, you know, God hadn't done anything for her and so forth and whatnot. But anyway, so Antonia is going to go back and visit her, and we gave her some suggestions. And as she was talking about that, she said, man, they don't understand how much the Lord can change your life. And so Mimi asked her and said, hey, well, what do you mean by the Lord has changed your life? In what ways has he changed yours? And I thought, whoa, that's an on-the-spot kind of question. You know, I wonder how she will answer. Well, she immediately, as if she had rehearsed it, she immediately gave two crystal clear examples of how the Lord had changed her. She said, first of all, every time I had a problem, she said, it would drive me, I would be nervous and upset and anxious, and it would just tear me up. She says, now when I have something goes wrong, goes bad, goes south, she said, I just give it to the Lord and start praying about it and just trust him and wait and see how it goes. And so that was her first one. And then the second one, she said, because of her kids are a mess. And she said, it used to be that whenever my kids would just give me fits, she said, I would get hysterical. I would get so angry at them, so upset. She says, now, if it happens and they do something and the conversation starts to get out of hand, she says, I just leave and I go into my room and I get my Bible and I just start reading. and the Lord gives me peace. So anyway, those are beautiful, beautiful examples of how God is working in lives. And so anyway, appreciate your prayers for Antonia. Oh, I asked her in a discreet way. I was just curious. I asked her here a little while ago, texting, asking about her background and so forth, and found out, I was going to guess exactly this, but she has had a fifth grade education. She said back when she was a girl, nobody really went past 5 years old. At eight years old, they were working in the coffee fields or coffee orchards or whatever those are. So anyway, interesting. So interesting. So I thought you would enjoy that story. It's taken up a bit of my a good bit of time here. But anyway, let me run through a few more things. We had the great meetings down in Torrejón, that city there outside of Madrid. And just made some good friends. Mimi made some good friends. I think some of them are going to come visit soon. And then at where we spent the night, we gave two of the ladies there, Didi and Marina, we gave them personally, a peace in the heart or inner peace booklet. So we're praying that they'll read them. And then Mimi left one for the cleaning lady as well. And if I remember, I will put up a picture of us and the Ruiz family. I don't think I've done that. I'll check and see. If I haven't, I'll put one of us and Brother Ruben and his wife Monse and their children, Aaron and Laura, both of them very, very active, great attitudes at church. Okay, ahead of us, we have a leadership training session that I'll be teaching in 2 weeks after our services. And people go, then those staying back for it, I don't know how many, could be 10, could be 20, could be 30. But however many stay back, we'll have about an hour's training session, just giving them principles of leadership, and then have lunch there. And some of our ladies will fix that. And then we have a ladies' conference coming up next month that we're actually organizing, but our ladies will be coming together at church. It's an online one, and so they'll be coming together. Mimi's actually teaching in it. She's already prepared her video for it. And then we have an intensive institute, Lord willing, next month. Not quite sure who is the teacher yet. We're working on it. Hope to end March with an intensive institute, number 51. And then we're starting to work on the apologetics retreat in April. And at that, we hope to do at the farmhouse. We may have to buy a bunch of boots or something to get people up there, but I want to have it up there one way or another if we have to fly them with a drone. So we're getting sessions put together. And at this point, it looks like I'll be teaching, Mike will be teaching, David Bell will be teaching, my son David will teach, and possibly Danny as well, various sessions. It'll be packed. But there's already interest in it. I've already heard from several asking, hey, you know, how do we pay? How do we sign up? And whatever. So that's exciting. The Peruvian pastor is right now, as I speak, way in the Amazon in one of those departments of the country, visiting, I guess, an indigenous congregation that they're working with and setting up. And we've got some suggestions for him in the use of our intensive institute materials. He doesn't have them with him this time, I don't think, but that's the plan. And I'll send you his picture as well of him and his family. So hopefully I'll send you two pictures. And I guess I'll wrap it up with that. Appreciate your prayers and communication. And yeah, any if you have any questions or anything I don't state clear enough, let me know. And we'll talk to you later. Take care. God bless you. Have a great week.